This podcast is sponsored by eHarmony, the dating app that helps people find genuine connection. eHarmony does a lot to understand what it's like to be single or in a relationship today. In one of their recent research studies, they found that more than one-third of dating app users agree too many profiles closely resemble one another. There's a lot of relationship advice that's out there. Are we supposed to want someone as similar as possible, or should we look for an opposites attract situation? eHarmony's well-rounded personality quiz helps you find the right relationship for you. There's no one-size-fits-all advice, but they found that a mix of relatable commonalities plus differences that complement one another are a great place to start from. Get someone who gets you. Start a conversation on eHarmony today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's Friday.
It is. We're live.
Hey.
We're live. Last night I fucking ruled to San Diego. I flew back to New York this morning. I'm just here.
That's great.
I'm flying back to San Diego tonight.
That's how much
you care about this show.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, doggies. I am Louis J. Gomez, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the King of Things. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. We have two incredible guests, as always, from the Lev Fur Show, now here on the Gas Digital Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Lev Fur is back on the show.
What's up, boys?
Good to be here. Yay, yay.
Yeah.
Gay.
You did the pod last night.
I did the pod last night.
Did you have a good time?
It was all right.
It
pissed me off a little bit. He used my soundboard, started using my sound effects. It was very disrespectful.
Whoa.
Yeah. You know, that's what I would do
it's my
if I was going to have a guest on. You know, I wouldn't take.
Why would you let that piss you off? It's comedy 101, baby.
Kind of disrespectful too.
Yeah, very disrespectful.
Really, I'd say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Oh, there's nothing flat about Lev. Hey, dude, don't do that.
Because I love you,
dude. Don't repeat after
me. I'm flattering.
I hate the repeat game. Don't you? Do you stop right there? You son of a
Some
bitch.
Bitch.
Nigger.
Nick.
You almost got me, and I did not. I did not approve, but secretly that was fucking awesome.
He really almost said it.
Yeah.
That rules. I'm gonna do that to my son.
Oh.
Ladies, you also know I'm 11 from Bye Guys right here in the Guest House, and from being Ian with Jordan. Hello, Jordan's my new favorite person. Jordan's everyone's new favorite person.
She's great, right?
She's a fucking sweetheart, dude.
She's fucking best. She's
funny, cool, fucking great chick. Yep. But we like her way better than you. Ian Fidance is
Hi,
here.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. Patreon.com/BeAndIan.
Don't do that, dude. It's an alternative.
I need money.
Won't you promote your fucking promo code?
I guess it'll fill a little bit.
You fucking asshole. Do you ever do that? Do you know what your promo code? What is it?
Yes. Guys.
All right. All right.
That's what it is.
Yeah. All right. Brand new Gas Digital fucking coming to you guys. We're launching a brand new website.
Launching
a brand new app. Apps for the fucking television, for the phones, for all this shit, dude. We're changing the fucking game. We're up in everything here at Gas Digital. New studio is being outfitted right now.
Wow.
Yeah. We're fucking changing the world. Is Bye Guys going to use the new studio?
I like Bye Guys studio.
Green screen it up, dude. Dicks and fucking titties flying everywhere.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be fucking fun, dude. Donuts. I look at Zach and get him involved.
No, he said dicks and titties and looked at me.
Is this app going to work?
Yeah.
Nice.
We're going to work great. I'm very excited about the company that we've partnered with to do all of our live. It's all one company that's doing live streaming, the app, everything. So right now we have one company that we host the services on. Then we have one company that does the chat. We have another and it's all clumped together onto a fucking shitty old website because we were poor when we started the company.
It's the same Indian guy. He just picks up in a different voice.
Yeah. Now Yo Kratom is handling all of it.
No, but now we have one company that we partner with that does literally every, they run literally every element. It's a massive company. They do sporting events that have hundreds of thousands of people watching their streams at the same time. This is not small potatoes anymore, baby boy. So very, very great time to be a guest judge or subscriber if you haven't yet.
Especially if you like big potatoes.
Go subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code REP.
Guys.
REP.
There's also promo code LEV out there.
Get a 7-day free trial. You know what? Use any of their. I make money off of all the promo codes. Let's get real.
Yeah.
Let's fucking get real. Go use one of those. I don't care. It means nothing to me. Okay? Sure. Use LEV.
That's
he needs it the most out of everybody.
That's probably true, yeah.
Use the promo code LEV. Get a 7-day free trial. That unlocks thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world. Hundreds of episodes of Real Ass Podcast, hundreds of episodes of Legion of Skanks. Bye, guys. The LEV first. The entire on-demand library for everything is all at gasdigitalnetwork.com. All ad-free, uncensored, in one place. You don't have to worry about the rules for Instagram and YouTube and all these other fucking platforms. Everyone's got their own fucking rules. If you guys want the show in its truest form, go watch it on Gas Digital.
And if you subscribe, you get put in a hat to get a ticket to Skankfest.
Sure.
Now, I think that's a good
we'll
idea.
Put you in a hat. You get put in a hat. You also get put on a list, I think, from the FBI. So I don't know what's worth it to you.
A hat,
but
a list. Either way, subscribe.
You know what? Honestly, you get a ticket to Epstein Island. It's a good fucking time. We have an incredible show planned today. Let's get our plugs out of the way right now. You guys can plug your shit. We got some live stuff coming up, I'm sure. Lev, what you plugging on?
Just listen to my podcast here on the network. Watch it on YouTube twice a week, Mondays and Fridays. We've got Lewis and Jordan Jensen did the first one coming out actually today. So watch that today on YouTube. And the other is with Bonnie McFarlane on Monday. So check that out. It was great.
Love it. Love it.
I love it.
Love it.
I love it.
I'm loving it.
I'm loving it.
Ian.
IAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. Boy, oh boy, if you're listening today, Friday, come on down to Arlington Draft House, Arlington, Virginia, D.C. We're having fun. I'm bringing Mike Racine, and we're having a good time. Next week, March 23rd to the 25th, Detroit House of Comedy. I'm bringing the one, the only, Ryan Shaner with me. It's going to be a good time. April 6th, A Zany Chicago. Then I'm in Columbus. Then I'm in fucking everywhere. Comedy on Stage. IanFinance.com. And B and Ian with Jordan on YouTube every Wednesdays, all platforms. Patreon.com/B and Ian Pod. Don't sub to Lewis. Sub to me. Sexually.
Edit.
What?
Zach.
Oh, you can catch me live March the 25th at Laugh It Up Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie, and I'm bringing Andy Malef Arena. On April the 1st, I'm at Soul Joel's. On April the 4th, I'm at New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut with LaMare Lee, and 420 Show in Bensalem, Pennsylvania.
Can I tell you what's cool about like our generation of comedians compared to like some other? I'll say, you know, it's an East Coast thing. I feel like it's just an East Coast thing.
Huh.
Maybe it's a West Coast thing. I don't think so, though. I think this is a thing that's like built out from like the guys like Bobby Kelly and Attell, and like it's like we all promote and plug the guys who are opening like they're special guests, like they're fucking worth it. It's like it reminds me of like when you go see a fucking rock band and you like, oh, I get pumped. When I used to go see System of a Down, I would get pumped to go see fucking, it'd be like Puya opening up for them or some other fucking weird metal band, and I'd get really pumped to see that band too. And I think that that exists in our world of comedy, you know.
It's the fucking best. And that's why, again, East Coast New York comedy is infinitely better than anywhere else in the world, because they're not doing that in LA. They're not doing that anywhere else.
Austin.
I mean, isn't it also like all New York comics can't sell tickets?
That's
so they're trying to steal their features tickets.
Exactly. No, you could promote my dates. That would be nice.
What are you talking about, Lev? Well, sorry we're all not paper in the room and fucking, you know, Sheboygan or whatever shithole.
But be sure to come see me and my friend who can drive.
Yeah. Please come see who I'm losing money on paying for a hotel room just because I can't be alone.
This weekend, March 16th through 18th, American Comedy Company, San Diego, California. Special guest, Jason Ellis, the great Jason Ellis.
Hey,
will be there, which is great.
That's great.
Then got a little bit of a break. I think I'm going to be with Big J April 7th and 8th at Levity Live, which is my hometown. I worked in that mall in high school.
Yes.
So go to Prodigal Big J shows at Levity Live. That'll be fun. I think I'm going to be there. But either way, April 14th, 15th, Funny Bone, St. Louis, Missouri. I'll be April 21st and 22nd, West Jordan, Utah. Then I'm going to be in Fort Worth, Texas at Hyenas. I'll be in Houston, Texas, Lafayette, Louisiana. These are all up on the site already. Grand Rapids, Michigan, Emis, Pennsylvania. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I should say 420 show. It's not up on the site, but I know that those tickets are on sale for Las Vegas. Wise Guys in Vegas as well, April 20th, which should be dope. Emis, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Illinois is coming up this summer. Lots of other dates, like Detroit is on the books, I know. There's a bunch of places. Go to lewisofskanks.com, and then also Legion of Skanks Live, our first theater tours ever. Me, Big J, Dave Smith together.
No,
we never go on the road together. We're doing three dates, three theater tours, three theater gigs, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts, and Nantucket, Connecticut at Foxwoods Casino.
That's
at
awesome.
The theater there. It's going to be awesome. Live stand-up, live podcasts, special guests, special surprises. Who knows? Maybe Ian will be there. Maybe
hey,
Zach will be there.
Look at that.
So, maybe Lev will be there. Who knows?
Who knows?
You might need a PA.
Who knows?
But be honest, it's probably Josh Adam Myers. Let's be honest.
Oh, by the way, speaking of bringing people on the road, I've been bringing Scopo, and we've been having a lot of time, and I got a fun time. I got to say, he's been crushing.
Scopo's funny.
Very, very
funny.
Scopo's
very funny.
Yeah, and we've been having a fun hang. And he lets me smoke in the car.
Look at him trying to get Scopo's tickets now.
Ooh.
I ain't smoking in my car, doggy.
You are a complete faggot.
I'm fucking anyway. With you.
Wow. Do you hate Lev too?
Yeah.
I don't know why he. There's some tension in the room today.
What is going on? Why do you hate Lev?
Yeah, I make one joke, he spazzes at me. Like,
why are you
I'm insecure.
Like, what are we doing here? You're also like, sorry, we're not all fucking papering the room. It's like you started selling tickets this year. What are you getting fucking mad at me for?
Wow.
We're happy for you.
Look, there is some tension here.
Yeah, I don't know what his fucking deal is.
He did just make a joke, but he does make little fucking comments. He said to me one time, he was like, "Dude, a club told me that I sell more tickets than you," and I was like, "Okay, faggot, you still have AIDS." So whatever.
I feel like you got to put people down around you.
Yeah, why do you have to put people down to make yourself feel better,
I
dude?
I lift people around me.
Well, it doesn't seem like you're doing that.
I just can't lift him because he's too fat. No, no, we're friends. Oh my god!
almost made you straight for a second there.
There is tension between you guys.
Well, sexual tension.
Is there?
Honestly, when you were skinny, I'd have sucked you.
Yeah, I bet. How about now?
If you didn't have hair.
It's going, dude.
It's body going hair down. Or hair hair?
Body
hair. You want to get sucked right now? You're going hats off?
No. Hello.
No.
Time to get sucked. Oh, Zach, can I tell you right now?
Yeah.
I also, I'm wearing my headphones.
Who are you sucking?
On. Who are you sucking on? We're talking about our new segment. Who are you sucking on? No. I want to thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
For what?
That was who we were sucking on.
What do you think I'm thanking Zach for?
The edit.
There's no edit.
No. For being a friend.
I'll take it.
That's part of it, yeah.
What do you do?
I'm trying to figure out if this was genuine or if I fucked up.
No, I want to thank you. It's a genuine thank you.
This is a genuine. He took his hat off to thank you.
You recommended a horror movie to me, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, did you watch Barbarian?
I watched Barbarian.
I saw that.
Super
enjoyed
fun, right?
Enjoyed it. Super fun.
I didn't like it the first time, and then I rewatched it, and I loved it.
Why'd you rewatch it? If you didn't like it, what
movies,
a psychopath.
I rewatch movies after I watch them.
That you don't like?
Yeah. That I do
He's
like.
He's very lonely and sober.
Yeah. And I made my mom watch it. She hated it.
I thought it was so fun.
She thought the actress was so dumb.
Well, she was a stupid bitch, obviously. Like, the whole time, you're like, why are you going back in?
Dude,
you don't know him.
Yeah,
leave.
Yeah.
Leave, you idiot.
Yeah.
This is the moment. This was me, by the way, at the airport when I got my ticket from that cop. Yeah. I was like, if I could just watch it in a movie, like, what are you doing? Don't just drive around the airport.
You
don't need to argue.
Don't you be telling the police like that, loose?
Yeah.
What'd you get a ticket for?
I mean, the way they fucking that unfolded, like, the guy even trying to grab, it's like, little girl, don't go in that house.
Yeah.
Doggy, I mean, and then it's all.
I was about to say I would pull up to that house and leave, but then I remembered you saw the motel I stayed at.
Yeah, of course, dude. It was fun about that movie, and we won't give any spoilers, but it just kept on every fucking 5 minutes, something new was happening.
Something
it kept
new.
On unfolding. It kept on, as you got like deeper into the house, you got deeper into the story, and it was just like, by the end of it, literally until the very last fucking minute of the movie, it just kept on fucking going.
Yeah. One of the whitest kids you know made it. Remember that sketch group?
Yeah, yeah.
One of them did it.
That's fun. Yeah, it was really great.
That movie, I thought about that movie like a day ago. It stays with you too. Uh-huh. Like the fucking thinking about the monster in the end. Yeah, what she all she wanted, like her life was stolen from her, all that shit. That's a chilling fucking movie.
It was fucking great. Yeah. I thought it was great. Show. Me and my chick watched it this morning.
Whoa.
My chick likes watching horror movies in the morning over coffee.
Wow.
She's fucking she opens her eyes.
No, this is the only horror movie I watched.
She opens her eyes and realizes her life for what she's put into it.
Wow, she really relates to that woman in the basement.
Lewis is like, it's got a guy getting canceled. It's got rape. This is the perfect movie.
I mean, dude, it's so funny because literally as the whole Justin Long character, as it's happening, I'm like, no, this poor guy. I swear to God. Up into and
yeah. then
at one point I was like, why am I rooting for him? He's fucking rapist. Even his explanation, like, oh, already raped.
Yeah, he probably did.
He
probably raped.
And also, he's like, he completely glosses over the rape room in his house. He's just like, oh, this is more square footage.
It's great. The writing is really good. Just like the constant foreshadowing and the dialogue, where you know.
Well, I like that they told the entire backstory without words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was awesome.
The cut to the past was sick.
Yeah, you didn't even know what was happening, and then it just you don't even know, and then you realize it was happening in the moment. You're like, oh shit! It is just really, really well written, and the story is just I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
I'm glad you liked it, buddy.
Yeah, you're my horror movie guy. It's Zach Amico. If you guys want recommendations on horror movies, Zach's your fucking guy to go to.
Zach Amico's Spook Show.
He had me watch the original Halloween though, and I couldn't get into it.
Oh.
Have you guys seen it?
Yeah, we've obviously seen the original Halloween.
What did you love it?
Have you guys seen Rocky? Have you seen this movie? Rocky?
No, I don't think I've seen Rocky.
I'm going to hit you.
You can't hit me, dude. I'm featuring for Ian next weekend.
I heard you were up for a part in the remake as the meat. Dougie.
Zach's my go-to if I want a recommendation for a horror movie. Ralph is my recommendation for a nice restaurant.
Oh.
Looking at us, you would think it would be the other way around.
Yeah, Frankenstein would recommend the horror movies. Zach's got the restaurants covered.
Dougie, you know, is there anything? What would I be your go-to to recommend, Zach?
You're like
dodging claims.
I know it's going to sound dumb, but like business or life advice.
Yeah,
because you always look at things very subjectively.
Business. Or life.
But you see how you had to preface it with this is going to sound dumb?
Because it was going to sound like I was sucking his dick. But yeah, no, I come to Lewis when I have like a moral thing that I got to, or like a dilemma I got
to. Sucking dick advice, I go to Ian, actually.
Yeah.
Ian, take your glass off for a second. I realize I haven't seen you without your glass on, I think, ever. That's psychotic.
It's bad.
That's crazy.
It's bad. My eyes are sunken into my head.
Yeah, that's wild. Shannon, what would you ask me for advice on? How to have an orgasm, right?
Yeah. By the way, I thought that you were going to give me props and say reality shows. I feel like I offer you fun
you
reality
offered me,
shows.
Okay, so you offered me a reality show the other day called Outcast.
Outlast.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
And it's okay.
No, but you finished it?
Nope, watch half an episode
There's
twice.
Good stuff coming.
Did you guys color match on purpose today?
Who? Me you and Shannon? Shannon?
I just wear pink often.
Yeah, Shannon wears pink a lot.
I want that real ass dude hoodie. That's great.
You want it?
Yeah.
What are you going to do for it?
Give you a recommendation.
If you literally come over here and put my penis in your mouth right now, I'll give it to you.
Oh, will you?
Yeah, I will. You're gay. You like penises in your mouth. I have a nice shaped penis.
Yeah, but it looks like Neapolitan ice cream.
You like Neapolitan ice cream.
It's my favorite.
You like it.
He likes death by chocolate.
That's a bit of a rocky road. But I'm living the Americone dream.
Oh boy. This is bad. I might be able to touch a sound effect.
Lev's fat. Hey, what's Outlast?
First of all, I'm the third fattest in the room.
Who do you think you think I'm fatter than you?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
I think that.
You don't actually think that. You see me as being fatter than you. Even when I'm fat, I'm not as fat as you.
It's
what is that?
That's the mechanism.
That's the liar alarm. It's going off right now.
That's my eating bell.
Time to feed.
Seriously, where's the fucking trough?
What is Outlast?
Outlast is like alone, but they're not alone. They're all people that like signed up for alone, like loners that can go like live in Alaska in the woods, and then when they get there, like, but here's the thing, you have to win. As a team.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they're like, what? Oh, but I'm a loner. And then they get together and they have to, like, you know,
deal with a human.
Dude, that sounds not that interesting.
Yeah. It's really, I really liked it.
Well, I'm not saying that I don't like it yet, Shannon. I'm just saying it didn't.
There's like a lot of people that are mad at, that like can't deal together.
I like survivor shows. I like just, the hunting and catching and trapping and building the, it's just.
Why are you describing your relationship?
But raping.
Oh, Jesus.
Kidnapping, building a net.
Build a net after the rape. That's interesting.
Can't do 90 Day Fiance. It's 90 Day Fiance, 600-pound life. They
my girlfriend did dance for the Nets.
Really?
Yeah.
You make them work for her?
No, it's like she was a stripper. She was at a club.
In a hotel, in a hotel room at 3 a.m.
No, she used to be a Brooklyn Net and a New York Jet cheerleader. Yeah.
They get paid dog shit.
Yeah.
Horrible. They actually really get abused.
Yeah.
Did she fuck any players?
No, I hope not.
She has to have. That's the whole point of that job, is you try to get pregnant by an NBA player.
I think that she's racist.
Oh, okay.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I'm pretty sure she doesn't like black people.
But her pussy ain't.
Yeah, you're like, let's watch Barbarian. She's like, oh, is it an urban film?
I hope not. Dear God, now I'm gonna.
She, dude, I guarantee you anything, she has blown half the fucking nets.
Oh yeah,
absolutely not. She's a sweet girl.
She's a truly sweet girl.
That's a testimony from Kevin Durant.
Hold on, I'm reading Yelp reviews. She be I.
She is racist.
No, she's more likely to have banged
her head against the wall.
Latin recording artists that she tours with.
Really?
I think she's just into Latin guys.
What does she do?
Technically, you're a Latin recording artist. I know. She's into Latin recording artists.
She is. She's into Latin guys.
She's a dancer.
She's
like
toured all over the world with
that's cool.
Some pretty well-known Latin recording artists, and she's been in a bunch of music videos.
Mark Anthony?
Don't worry about who she fucking worked with.
That means you nailed it, dude. Enrique Iglesias?
All right, let's move on.
Got a little in there?
I can be your hero, baby.
She got AIDS from Ricky Martin.
Like me. Does he have AIDS?
I know, but he's a fucking...
Don't say it. Don't say it.
If you had AIDS, would you freak out?
You can live with AIDS.
But that's not what I'm saying.
Positive, undetectable.
But wouldn't you freak out?
I think I'd freak out more if I had herpes.
No way.
AIDS, positive, undetectable. You can live with AIDS today and not spread it.
Look.
I think I would freak out with the diagnosis, and that'd be really rough. But positive, undetectable with the medication you take, you never have a flare up. You can never
raw dog somebody without telling them.
Oh, without a doubt.
But that's crazy.
Even with
an STD. You're never telling them that you fucking have AIDS. Like, you're never raw dogging again.
You have to.
You have to raw dog?
You have to tell people you have AIDS.
I know. That is awful.
But
nobody's going to go, okay, put it in.
No.
It's over.
Gay guys do.
Yo, gay guys don't give a shit.
And they get mad at you when you say no.
This is why God has plighted them with AIDS, because they don't care.
Hey, no.
So the thing is, if Ian got herpes, he'd get like another 7 minutes in his act. If he got AIDS, he'd get a one-man show.
Yeah.
There'd be a spotlight.
There's a comic with AIDS who is so fucking funny. James Tyson, it's like,
so funny if you're outing him right now.
No, he talks about it, man.
He talks about it.
Really funny.
Gay
yeah.
guy?
Gay guy. Can't put you there.
Black guy?
No.
White guy?
Well, non-binary fillet.
What? That's not a race thing.
That's a type
fish.
Of steak.
No, but yeah, I think getting the diagnosis would be like, heartbreaking, but you can live with
it. I'm getting anxiety right now just thinking about it. It's just from being a kid in the 90s. We grew up when AIDS, when I was like at the age where we started banging, it was like you go to health class and they were like, listen, kids, you're going to get AIDS, just so you know. Just everyone here, you either have it or you're going
to
get it.
And we're also all of the age where a girl called us to say she had HPV, and we're like, what?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. HPV.
H-what-V?
A girl told me she had HPV, this chick, Liz. I remember the girl. The first time I ever heard of HPV, okay? This girl called me up. And what's funny is I matched with her on Tinder, like, maybe 5 years ago. Like, just randomly. I just matched with her. And then, like, I looked at her. I was like, wait, I know this fucking girl. We started talking.
She got HPV.
Doggy, she calls me up and she's like, I just have to let you know. I just came back from the doctor. I have HPV. And I was like, what the fuck is that? She's like, it's like the new AIDS. Oh, yeah. I swear to God.
I got this call from from a different gal.
And I was like, what? Oh, I was scratching my dick. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Have you ever had a flare-up?
Of HPV?
Yeah.
No, nothing happens.
HPV flare-up.
Guys can get HPV no warts.
I've
never had a wart.
I had that when I was like 18 or 19.
No, I had that girl tell me she had HPV, and then I had another girl that I dated that told me she had HPV. But then they started doing like a vaccine for like chicks.
Yeah, so young chicks aren't going to get it.
Yeah, it's only the old bitches now. Shannon probably is fucking riddled with HPV.
She's confused by it. Yeah, there's a troll.
What's
under
wrong with my pussy?
Who asked you three questions?
Her HPV will outlast her.
Riddle me this, Shannon's pussy. What the fuck is that?
What kills a woman but does nothing to a man?
Shannon, do you have HPV?
I'm going to say no, because the last time I went to a gynecologist, I don't have insurance, was like maybe 5 years ago. And as a
I knew that bug you that you said.
Hilarious. Add it.
Insurance is overrated.
Okay.
You don't cover your employees' insurance?
I cover something.
Such a scumbag.
Cover that fucking dick with a condom because that bitch got some HPV.
You are such a fucking asshole.
Got some warts.
How long has she been with you? You can't get her health insurance.
Got some wartinos up in that pussy.
Her pussy is riddled with, it looks like speed bumps in a deaf neighborhood down on her pussy, and you can't get her health
insurance.
Like
the rumble strip on the side of the highway. Yeah.
Speed bumps in a deaf. Pussy looks like
a
scene.
And you start fucking shattered side. Sideways, it goes.
Speed bumps in a deaf neighborhood are just deaf kids.
Fuck yeah.
Look at Ian. Ian's trying to be friends now. Look at this.
Ground to rips.
Yeah.
No, I'll recognize when you're funny.
Shannon's pussy looks like a Last of Us head.
He's on fire.
It's going to be an edit heavy episode, huh? Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoCratom.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show, exclusive sponsor of today's show, YoCratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.
Guys, stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting your kratom just a little bit at a time when you can get an entire kilo delivered right to your door discreetly for just 60 smackers. They have the best customer service, all the best strains, and they are the marquee sponsor of Skankfest and everything we do here at Gas Digital.
Yeah, $60 for a kilo is unheard of. The best deal on the internet. Just go to YoCratom.com, grab yourself, and support them because they support everything we do. All right, where were we?
You never got if you all have HPV and you've never gotten a breakup?
A wart? I've never had a wart, no.
What are the other symptoms?
I don't know that I have HPV. I just know that these whores that I had sex with told me that they had HPV.
I've done the math. Either I have HPV or every time I have sex with a woman, a guy sneaks in and gives it to her.
Lewis's dick is just a wart.
No, I've never had a wart.
Wow. I don't even think men can get tested for HPV.
No, I don't think so. Not anymore. I mean, or
like you have to, in order to get tested for stuff, like if you go, oh, I think I have this, I just need a general test. They won't test you for certain things unless you're like, here's a symptom.
I go to my doctor and I say, test me for all of it, doc. Uh-huh. And then
they give them autism.
I mean, please just give it to me straight. And then I walk in a cold sweat. I start rethinking everything.
Oh, and they put you in that white room while you're waiting.
Doggy.
And you just see every slore you've ever been with up on the wall.
This is why I'm happy to be in a relationship now, and I was saying to you yesterday on your show, I was like, I'm done dating.
Yeah.
I never want to hook up with another. I'm done. I genuinely don't want to put my dick anywhere else.
At a certain age, don't you feel
a level of anxiety?
Poo.
There's a level of anxiety that comes with all.
No,
of
where
it.
You think your dick is icky poo.
Icky poo. It feels just like a liability in every way, like. You're trusting a fucking stranger to not me to you. You're fucking.
No, it's his ability to lie. You mean?
I can't deal with it anymore. I can't deal with the anxiety.
Your house of cards.
Yeah, dude. Just even like talking shit to chicks online and like that whole thing. Like, just having to hide text messages and fucking Instagram posts and fucking all that shit, dude. Like liking other chicks' posts and then they go and check. I'm like, why did you like that girl's post? Like all of that, dude.
Yeah.
I was wondering why Dave was such a pussy, like Dave Smith, because he's like married and like just, he's like, couldn't be any more straight laced. And then like, I'm finally at a place in my life where I'm looking at it, I'm going like, wait, no, I get it, because there's no anxiety that comes with that. There's just a ton of anxiety that comes with like dating and single life. And like, even when you're like, you're not doing anything wrong. Like when I've been single, I've been dating, you know, you date around, you date a few chicks, you're dating two or three chicks, right? You're going out and you fucking,
I don't think
it's wrong to not tell these other girls about each other, right? But I also don't want to hurt their feelings. So you'll sort of like, you'll be out with one chick, and then the other chick will text you, and you're out with her, and then it'll pop up. You kind of hide your phone, and you're like, just that anxiety, right? That little bit of like kind of feel, and you feel like a fucking scuzz bucket. You walk around kind of feeling like, I'm a grimy dude. I'm being just inherently dishonest.
Yeah.
And I think the feeling of being honest, it is very new for me. Like the like genuine like honesty.
Mm-hmm.
It actually feels fucking good.
Yeah.
It's not even growth.
No,
you
know, it is.
I've never had a growth. I told you. Nothing. Okay.
Lewis has never had any growth.
No growth
in any
way.
It is growth, because you're not the guy who you used to be. And that's growing.
But I think it's like selfish.
When
it's
you
not
start.
That I'm not a better person. I'm like, no. This feels better.
Hmm?
It's not selfish.
Growth is how a girl with a lisp described Lev's body.
fuck you, Lev. By the way, I had
Christ.
Gross in my head, and I was just wondering how to get there. Like, I saw the pun, and it was out, but it was out on an island, and I wasn't willing to take the boat to get there.
Yeah.
And Zach, before I looked down, was already coming on shore, dude.
It was out on an island, and Lewis wasn't willing to book his own flight to get there.
Damn, Lev.
Such a make a joke.
I know.
Yeah.
Nobody gets it.
Almost you making good. Jokes now?
All right.
You want to go to war, huh?
Let's. I want to. Oh, my coffee's good. Let's go. We have a lot. I looked at none of your notes.
I know.
No, but you did draw 3D squares on them.
I love drawing 3D cubes.
He didn't look at the notes, but he's.
I love drawing.
Doodled.
Decorated them.
I like drawing those S's. You know, those.
Yeah, you know, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Shannon, can you give me some notes to draw on?
What is the tattoo you're getting, Ian?
A wolf's head.
A wolf's head.
Ow.
What does that mean to you?
I just like it.
Yeah?
I get what I like. Doesn't have to have meaning.
I was going to get two wolves.
These look fresh.
This is the Virgin Mary, and this is my grandmother's name underneath.
The Whore Marie.
The Whore Marie.
The Virgin Mary on top of the Whore Marie.
Yeah. She ain't no virgin when she died.
Hell yeah.
If I really wanted to be for my grandmother, I would have put big old tits on it.
I was going to get two wolf heads to represent my parents because I was raised by wolves, but now I can never do that because you have a wolf tattoo, and I want to have matching tattoos with you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I have a... No, it's not a rattlesnake. It's just a regular snake. Mm. I was going to get a rattlesnake on me, but then I was like, no. I will
I thought
not
you say
have...
the N-word again.
I will
A
never
lot of girls get
those
that word. Had a rattlesnake on them.
No, but I was like, I don't want anything associated with Lewis on my body.
I think if you got a rattlesnake tattoo, Lewis would change his whole brand.
Yo, you know what? I like New Girl. I didn't like her at first. I thought she was too classy and too fucking...
Office manager?
Yeah, Lillian. But she's fucking fun. She
this good gal?
She brought a dog in for lunch. She's gonna
I just saw Paco was wearing a wig.
She's an Asian with a dog.
And the dog's wearing a wig.
Paco and the dog transitioned into another dog.
No, but Lillian's fucking cool. I will take another coffee, Lillian. But yeah, Lillian...
She's great.
She's fucking hot.
I see her giggling.
She's got a good attitude.
Yeah.
First impression, I like her.
You like her.
Yeah, she'll leave soon.
No, I think she'll be good. I think she might be here a while.
No, she'll realize what it is.
Yeah.
And get out.
Lillian, why don't you come to Jamaica?
Oh, here it goes.
Here it goes. After the I'm never cheating again speech.
What?
He's like in this hot Asian that's working here now.
Yeah, here it goes.
Well, she works for guys. I know she's new. Yeah.
She's going to be in his phone as Dave New Number.
Yeah. Loyal Dave is what she saved as.
I'm just texting Dave's new number, babe.
Hey, doggy.
She's like, when did Dave become Chinese?
Edit. She's going to check my phone and see that Dave is not really Dave.
I want all my friends to shine. I want all my friends to be happy and have good
I thought all of your friends were shines. I saw your old Philly crew.
Lewis.
That's what's up, nigga.
I do. My God. They're everywhere. I do not condone those jokes. Psych.
You know what? I've decided what we got to do right now.
Huh.
It's been a minute. I don't know if you've ever done it, Ian. I know Lev's never done it.
Oh,
I only
just
started inviting Lev on the show recently.
I'm about to poop.
Thank
Hi,
you, darling.
Lillian.
You're not pooping.
I feel it rumbling.
Sorry. Thank you, darling. Appreciate it.
I feel
darling.
Would. Wow.
If I was single, would. That's it. Not a big deal. I'm not. So I won't.
You're not secure enough in yourself to say that you would anyway?
I would.
Weird.
For an Asian, she's pretty hot.
Stop it.
I don't like.
Is this the game? Is it where we're already in the game?
That I don't like. I'm never into Asian chicks ever.
Yeah.
It's like, it's boring to me. Basic.
What?
Basic bitch.
So, would you
shit.
Hire an employee here? What? Do you give them like a speech? Like, I'm like, just so you know, like, I am going to harass you. No. Like,
yeah.
Do you,
harass doesn't exist. She's Asian.
No, do you, like, what's the speech you give them? Like, how do you word it?
Wow.
Is the volume on out there, Shannon? Maybe you turn it off.
All right. Why do you think she left the room?
Lewis sees the dog and she's like, it won't protect you.
Oh, boy. No, I think we're going to do a mind meld between Ian and Lev. But, gentlemen, it's time for mind meld.
You started doing this after we started doing it on
No, no, I took it from this.
You started doing mind meld on your show? Oh. You stole?
No, we did mind meld the three of us and then we did it on our show.
Yeah.
Well, you introduced it to the two of us.
No,
you guys took it and stole it to your own
I got it introduced to me through UCB 101.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you both.
Do it, Zaddy.
You stole Mind Meld and you do it on Pie Guys now.
Do it, Zaddy.
It's because Ian's so bad at it.
Yeah. Oh, Ian's bad at it. Ian and Lev, we're going to mind meld. Do we have a mind meld?
No, you guys go first. I'm tired.
No, you guys are doing it.
I'm not doing it. Me and Ian have tension. We're not fucking mind meld.
That would be great when we mind meld.
No, I'm going to say Apple, and he's going to call me a faggot. I'm not fucking walking into this one.
That's not who I am.
You would not say Apple. Nigga said strudel.
I have a strudel.
All right, ready?
And Lewis likes to doodle.
Can we please?
And you hired a noodle.
She's going to eat a poodle.
Woo! You got knocked the fuck out, man.
All right. We're mind melding. Ian and Lev. You know how to play it, right, Lev?
No.
You just got to say any word that comes to your mind. And then.
On three.
Oh, yeah. We count one, two, three. You say a word and then you give it a beat. And then what happens is you guys both say another word. And the idea is you're trying to say the same word. So let's say you say apple. He says cake, right? Then you go one, two, three. You both go pie because that would be probably
a
common, right. You know, you try to find a common theme there, right? And the quicker you do it, the more impressive it is.
But the rhythm should be one, two, three, boom, one.
You
two,
guys go by
three.
Example. So set me up.
No,
here.
We could do it.
No,
and
you, do
and
it.
You make eye contact so you
yeah,
sync
you
up.
Do
and
it.
If you want, I can hold your cock.
It's in my body right now.
Let me pull it.
Get the pliers.
All right, ready? One, two,
I don't
three.
Want to do this
any word.
Ready?
Any word,
look
Lev.
Me,
what is your
me,
problem, dude?
And no goofs. I'm not going to. No goofs. Ready? Look.
One two, three.
Motorcycle.
Lev, why are you being an asshole?
I don't trust him. That's what it is. I
what
I
could
it.
He do?
This is a trust.
What could he possibly do? What could he possibly say?
This is not.
He thought you were going to probably say motorcycle.
Yeah.
He was trying to make it an easy game.
I thought for sure he's going faggot on that one.
Well, then you should have said it.
He goes faggot.
And then the
he
next
goes
time.
On most
but
things.
Then if I.
If you say fag and I say motorcycle on the next time,
Lev.
We try to bring
up. The word is Lev, obviously.
Lewis.
Ready? Don't say faggot.
No,
just
no, no.
Fucking
I'm
play
not,
the game
I'm
for
not.
Real.
I'm
any
not.
Word, Lev. Any word in the English dictionary. One, two, three.
Gracie.
Hat Gracie. Hat.
Hat Gracie.
Hat Gracie.
One, two, three. Gee.
He said, "You're gee. You're a faggot." Exactly.
He's getting closer to it. He's inching towards it. That's what I'm saying. It's all set up with it. I don't trust him one bit, dude.
Had is something you
wear. Jiu-jitsu wear. I get it. Yeah. How bad are you at this?
This is not my.
You're not. All you have to do is say the word.
Thinking.
I don't want to play this stupid gay game. I want to fucking.
It's a gee game. He said gee.
Why don't you guys do it, and then that'll show.
All right, ready? All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, pizza. Right.
Jesus, stop. Slow down. Slow down.
I couldn't figure out if we were going to do the bit.
Oh, yeah.
1, 2, 3, rose. Honey, rose.
And honey. 1, 2, 3, bee. I mean.
What?
A bee. A bee makes.
I'm on your name in here.
Wow. Beatrice, please get back with me. I love you. I'll never be over you. Wait, what are we playing? What are we doing? What game are we playing right now? Edit.
Okay, rose and honey.
Rose and honey,
and then sweet and bee.
Sweet and bee.
Sweet and bee.
We're not going to do good here.
Sweet and bee. Sweet and bee. Sweet and bee. Sweet and bee. 1, 2, 3. Pollen. Bang.
Wow.
That's how you fucking mind bump. It's called a deep connection. Deep gay butt sex connection. Now go.
I'll be honest. I did not think that bit would pay off.
Look at me.
It paid off.
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Tattoo.
What is wrong with you, Lev? Just say a word. What is wrong with you? I know you can do
I'm
this.
I'm thinking of a word.
Any
dude.
Word.
I'm thinking of a
you
word.
You can't think. That's the
what
thing.
Did you say? What was
you
your word?
You got to let go. Well, now you can't say that word because you can't fucking.
I know. You gotta just let go and, you know.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Are you trying to plant frozen in my brain as a word?
Just don't think. Let it go. Be in the moment. Pretend you're doing shitty crowd work at the stand. Let's go.
1, 2.
See, how am I supposed to launch on that?
Because 1, 2, 3.
Attack.
You can launch on anything.
Attack. Just do it. Why won't you guys do it?
I just did it. He didn't fucking do it.
I didn't know we were going. All right. Ready?
Coming at me.
A word.
For
got a word. Got a word.
Okay?
Ready? Got a word. Got a word. 1, 2, 3.
Coffee.
I'm done. I'm done. He's off the show forever. Put a 1-year ban on Lev on the board for that.
I thought Gio Perez was the worst ever at this game. Lev
Gio Perez was ridiculous.
Really? Oh, he's great.
Yeah, dude. He said, dude, he fucking started like getting angry and started pitting
his hand. No. Goes back to jail.
Yeah, dude. He just couldn't handle the idea of thinking on the spot.
Yeah. He's like, Your Honor.
Not guilty.
He's trying to mind meld with the judge.
Yeah. Plead the fifth.
Allegedly.
All right, let's go to this Toit or Noit. So apparently this is a chick. Why you know Toit or Noit? Go.
Toit or Noit.
So Shannon, what is this chick's name? What's her deal?
So her handle online is Gal versus Food.
Gal versus Food. Yeah. So here's the thing. On the surface, this bitch is Toit.
Oh, Toit.
You'll see her. Very Toit, mm-hmm. right? But what she does, Noit.
Noit.
Noit Toit. So let me show you what she looks like.
What does she do? She just eats all the time?
She eats.
You ready to play the video?
But it's not just eating. It's the way she's eating.
I could have been monetizing my lifestyle this whole time.
Is she making like tons of money off this?
I don't know.
This is me on the way back from Road Kings.
Yeah, the show's called Tons of Money.
The first one that I saw was her eating McDonald's, and it says, what I ate for McDonald's today. And it was sickening. Right there.
Why?
Third one, Shannon.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. She has 67,000 followers, so she's doing okay.
It's not that many.
What? On Instagram?
See, she's a hot chick, right?
But then look, watch.
Why does she eat so much?
Look, watch. Also, the way.
She's spitting it all out, I promise you.
No, because she puts the full videos up, because people accuse her of spitting it out. And then she's like, watch the full unedited video on my fucking YouTube channel.
Jesus Christ.
3-bite cheeseburger, number one. 3 bites.
Her shits must be out of control.
Her stomach just must sound like fucking.
She probably, dude, I bet she could do a 2-for-1 and sell her 40 underwear after this.
Doggy, look how much she's fucking eating. Dude, she's psycho. Zach, Zach's in love.
No, I'm thinking about this is not an away game amount of food.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine being stuck in your car with all that in you?
Well, I'll be honest. If I get McDonald's, my order is a Big Mac, a McChicken, 2 McDoubles, and a large drink.
That's crazy.
And during the pandemic, I'd throw 10 nuggets on that bad boy.
You don't get fries?
No fries. Wild. Yeah, that I could put it away, and I won't feel full after that. I'll just feel gross.
I mean, McDonald's, they do have whatever it is. It doesn't fill you up really.
Yeah,
you're right about that. Yeah. I can easily eat two Big Macs and a couple cheeseburgers.
I think it does, but the taste of it is so good that you like don't care and you just keep going.
Initially, it is, but by the time you're done with anything,
truly, my like comfort food, my like guilty pleasure is a McDonald's cheeseburger served in a man's ass.
Well, all right, so go to another one of the videos. So she does everything. She does KFC.
Does she talk in them?
I don't know.
No, she has the whatchamacallit.
Look at her! What a psycho!
Whoa, that looks really good.
By the way, all this looks so good.
I know.
She does. She makes it look delicious.
Here's the thing. This is an intensely lonely person.
Spicy Big Crunch sandwich. You think she's lonely? I think
she's got 67,000 friends.
Zinger Twister rap.
She's got... Think about how long this takes.
She must just open the car door and vomit this all out.
In her car alone.
She just fucking farts, just lifts one leg.
Oh my God.
Do we see her body? Is she fat? Is she just a fucking... Is she like a secret fat? Because her face is cute.
I guarantee secret fat.
Her face is very cute, but is she a fucking...
Let's see her comments.
She's a chubby bitch.
What do guys say?
I can try one of her longer videos. Maybe we can see more of her body. Do you want to try that?
She's a fat body.
She's from Canada, too, because they have poutine at all these places.
Yeah, I was going to say, where the fuck is she? I want that poutine.
Dougie, she does
that
make
poor
it look...
girl.
Yeah.
Here, this you can see a little more of her.
Let's see.
She looks really fucking hot, dude.
So I know I've been like really inconsistent with this channel. Like my last post was like.
Is she in prison?
Not to harp on a point we make all the time, Lou, but dark hair, light eyes.
Dark hair, light eyes, crazy bitch.
Yeah, she does look insane.
10 out of 10 times.
A lot more consistent. So the reason it's so hard for me to film is because I go to school 6 days a week, full time.
And she's like, then I spend one full day shitting.
Friday's my shit day.
On the seventh day, she shitted.
Dougie, I know when I like binge eat, like when I shit, like if I get done, like let's say I go on like I'll go to Jamaica, right? We'll go to Jamaica.
We're going to Jamaica just to shit.
No, I'll go to Jamaica next week and we'll eat bad the whole time, right?
Are you going to Jamaica next week?
We're going next week, the whole crew. You want to come again? We have like 3 slots left. Ralph. I said that we should open it up to significant others to come to Jamaica, and Shannon's putting the kibosh on it.
I am not did nothing of the sort.
Ralph, you have no significant other.
We'll edit that out.
Shannon put the kibosh on it, and fucking.
It's not true. You're telling an untruth.
All the live long day, she did.
No, Shannon, you were afraid.
It changes the dynamic. It's not a group retreat if we bring chicks. Just because you want your girl to come doesn't mean we should bring chicks.
What are you talking about? I don't even want my girl to come. Who cares? Why would I want my girl to come?
That's exactly what I said.
I'm going to be all horned up the whole week around Natalie and slutty Shannon. They're all fucking playing with their nipples around me, trying to suck my cock the whole week.
And then Ralph's going to bring a brood.
Wait, you're not bringing your chick to Jamaica?
No, it's just the guest digital crew.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Staff only.
Dude, you're the boss.
It should be staff
only. It's a retreat.
It changes the whole dynamic.
Are you going?
Staff infection. No, I'm not on the staff.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon's going to be on my staff by night 3.
Yeah, Shannon, you would think you'd want Lewis to bring someone so he wouldn't be hitting on you the entire time.
Yeah, breathing down your neck.
That's probably why she won't let him.
I know, she really likes, she loves the attention.
Yeah, she really loves it.
We already did this. We did this last year.
I know, and Shannon literally snuck into my bed and tried to suck my dick. I had to kick her out. I didn't want to tell everyone, but she actually snuck into my bed and tried to suck my cock.
Did you see her or did you go like heel kick?
No, I fucking said, Shannon, stop. What are you doing? We're friends. We work together. This isn't the right dynamic. And she was like, I'm sorry. I'm just a little fucked up on Ambien. And I was like, listen, relax. You take my bed. I'm going to go sleep on the couch. And I put her to bed like a fucking gentleman. And I went and I slept on the couch.
Wait, did she go, but you're a guy and I'm a broad.
Louis, I'm just a broad standing in front of something.
I'm just a broad on Ambien looking up at a Puerto Rican. Looking to suck his cock.
I'm just trying to suck your cock.
Louis, the thing is, I'm going to suck you off.
Yeah, so Shannon, you're...
I'm gonna... Ding!
Shannon's saying no to significant others, and that's fine. We would all be okay with it.
I didn't say no.
Well, whatever. Whatever, Shannon.
Isolate that clip.
Yeah.
No. So, Twitter night on this psycho.
I mean, she's a psychopath. She's...
Can we hear her talk? Did we hear her talk, or did we just see...
Let's not talk over it. Oh, safety.
So I'm like, this is my downtime right now. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to film something. But yeah,
she looks like she's in Andrew Tate's dungeon.
I will be posting more because I have a lot of fun ideas. I do. I have fun ideas that like I want to.
I can eat at McDonald's. I can eat at Burger King. Arby's.
If you told me this video was in a mental hospital, I'd believe you.
Yeah. Because the wall is dirty.
Like, yeah, just somebody just talking to themselves.
Fairly.
That's the thing. She seems intensely lonely.
Yeah.
Let's see. You know.
Zoom down and actually filming them. I will do it. I promise. So, stay tuned for all that.
Whoa.
Okay, so today, obviously, you see the title of the video. I'm going to eat a Wendy's family meal. I'm basically just recreating some of my most
childhood drama
videos. Oh. Just.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see the bod, Shannon. We have to see
this
the bod.
This is the furthest pulled out I could find. The
she
other
won't
ones are in
show
her car.
The bod.
They're all in her car.
She won't show the bod. Also, why is she going to school when she's like so close to monetizing all this?
Yeah.
You know?
There's not that many views on it.
What?
There's about not, to be a not, lot more when I go home and watch this Arby's video.
This is porn for Zach. Zach loves this. Zach,
no,
Zach,
I don't even care the girls there. I'm here for the Arby's.
Zach, you're saying toy.
Zach, your eyes. Your eyes are
this
so
doesn't
big.
Bother you at all, like a girl eating like this. This would it would make me sick. A girl like this would influence me to become Lev.
I
would fucking. It would be a problem.
It would be fun, though, to get one of those bathrooms with two toilets in it so that you could shit together.
You know? Oh, that's what I was gonna say. When I come back from Jamaica, I'll have one full day where I shit like three times, and it's like
I wish I only shit.
I mean, just like
it sounds luxurious.
Oh,
what do you do
God.
With the rest of your time?
Yeah, really.
But I'm talking about like just like literally like piled up like out of the like comes out of the water like a mountain of shit.
Jesus.
I remember one time I did that at my ex, my son's mother. The first time I was visiting her family, I had to take a shit, and we were just like it was Christmas season, and her family like you know all comfort food like cookies on the stove at all times, pies at all times. So the whole week I'm just eating all this fucking incredible food, and then like I took a shit at her sister's house, and it literally was out of like to the point where it was piled out like
God.
Piled like so far out, but it like was such a heavy turd, it completely plugged
the sink.
No, the hole in the bowl. The hole in the bowl. So I couldn't flush it. It was like no pressure to flush. It was just a giant shit turd, and they had no plunger in the bathroom. So I had to like embarrass.
That's when I had to get real ass. That's when I pulled out my shit glove.
I reached in there, doggy.
Doggy, no, I had to
wrestle that rattlesnake.
And I had to secretly bring my son's mother to side and be like, look, I just totem pole shitted directly out of the toilet. It is risen.
Like it's more of a burning cross than a totem pole.
It is. She was like, you have to fix this. And I had to go out to the woods and grab a long stick and create a hole through the shit to like the drain so I could finally flush and create the pressure to get the shit down the drain.
Like, can I make a suggestion for the next time you're in that predicament?
Carry a shit stick at all times. No, I don't think they had one.
Not Lewis, in the whole house?
What no, did you tell had, like, her family ones. That you were just going into the woods?
Yeah. Don't go to the bathroom.
There's a huge piece of shit in the bathroom. We know you're dating him.
It was like, the problem is that woods walk made me had to shit all over again.
Yeah, what do you say
it's
when
a
you go?
The woods are flooded.
What are you saying when you go to the
He's just committing like a horror film on this. It's like the witch of this house.
What are you saying when you go to the woods and not only that, you return with a stick that you must carry with you and then you don't let anyone see the stick afterwards?
My stick!
I think I hid it. I think I hid the stick in like my like jacket like or something.
With shit on it?
No,
on the way in.
But how'd you dispose of the stick?
You ate it.
What did I do with that shit stick?
Shit stick.
Great point. I don't remember how I got that shit stick out.
It got a podcast here. Yeah. Like all other shit sticks.
Dude, when I was a kid, every time my dad took a big shit, my mom would fucking freak out and she'd be like, she'd go get a wooden spoon to break it up and then scream, now I gotta buy a new wooden spoon!
Oh my God.
And I'd be like, why don't you just have a poop spoon? And wash it. Instead, she's like, I need a new spoon every time your father shits.
Well, that's also disgusting.
That's
washing. Go wire hanger and then throw it out.
Oh,
if you're breaking up shit in a toilet with a spoon, it's because you want to.
Or
there's no other reason.
Why don't you shit and flush at the same time? So it sucks down while you're shitting.
No, but then sometimes, have you ever had that backfire and then you feel the water start to hit your balls?
I had that the other day.
It floods while you're sitting on it?
No.
Yeah, I had that the other day.
You've never clogged the toilet while you're on it and not known until it's too late?
Uh-uh.
Well, you're not taking big enough shits, my friend.
Well, when Ian shits,
I got something to look forward to.
When Ian shits, it's all cum, so it goes down easy.
You're a gay boy.
Thanks for that tag, Lewis.
Oh, yeah, dude. All day. All day.
I'm looking at the shit and the stick.
When I would shit at a friend's house as a kid.
Speaking of which.
They would, anytime I'd go to
a friend. I kind of have to go.
You gotta shit?
No, we got like 10 minutes
left. No, I kind of have to shit.
Ian, relax.
Like bad.
We have 10 minutes left.
You're fine.
You're fine. We have 10 minutes to show left.
Have a few more sips of coffee and a strudel.
Just get a stick ready just in case.
Good idea.
Do you shit in front of your girlfriend now?
With the door closed, not open.
But she knows you're going to shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I still hide it from my girlfriend.
Jordan and I shit in front of each other.
Do you?
Yeah. We leave the door open and look at each other like a raccoon.
Are you roommates?
No, but my studio's in the basement of my apartment, so when we go upstairs, hang out.
Natalie, like, do you shit in front of your girlfriend?
Yeah. Again, with the door shut, but I'm not gonna announce it, but I'm also not gonna hide it either.
I hide it. I hide it every time. I'm like, babe, I'll be right back.
Under the pillows.
Yeah.
Under the
bed. I shit for a while. This thing where I'll shit, stop, and then I gotta shift my body to squeeze it out like a toothpaste. Like toothpaste.
One more time.
I can't hide my shits because I have like 3 or 4 farts before that are like when they announce a king. On my 3rd or 4th morning fart, my wife will be like, honey, you have the shit. Get up.
Yeah. Anytime I would shit at a friend's house as a kid.
Which is funny because you go to the throne.
The next day, the kid would always be like. That was good. That's a good line. The next day, the kid would be like, my mom says you're not allowed to come over anymore. Because I would just take devastating shits. I would level a bathroom as a
level. Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. Level.
We're heating up.
He leveled the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry. I just got a text message that I have to answer in a little bit.
So my final answer is noit.
Noit. I know. I couldn't. When I say Twitter night, like, it's not simply just looking at them. It's could you spend time with them? Could you date them? Could this be your girlfriend? And I say noit.
Well, also, noit. Imagine her pH levels. Her pussy probably stinks because of all that terrible food.
Yeah, dude.
I think she's so tight that I could get over the eating.
You think she's so good looking that the eating wouldn't bother you?
I think she's in that level of hot.
She's also not that hot.
I think she's very hot.
She's pretty. There's a lot of makeup.
Tons of makeup.
Tons of makeup.
You're like,
that was a first glance 9.
Go back.
Let's
hang
out.
To her Instagram.
And she's like, no, I got to sit in my car for 3 hours. You're like, what?
Go back to her Instagram, Shannon. I want to see like photos. There's gotta be photos. Yeah, just don't look at her videos. Look at her photos.
Let me. I couldn't find it under the same name. Let me try with these numbers. Hold on.
Shannon's cracking the code. Let me try with these numbers.
I feel like Shannon could easily find pictures of this girl's body, and she's just fucking failing.
I can't
feel like Shannon
could have
done that.
Go to Galver's Food. Go to her Instagram, which exists.
Type in Galver's Food.
It's not that. Obviously, it's not the same exact Instagram.
What is her name?
What did you say?
There's no link on her YouTube.
I have multiple producers working for me right now. They're fucking just bumping into each other, bumbling morons. I need male producers.
You have almost all male producers.
Shut up. I need male producers for this show. That's
bring back Nasty Nate.
Nate the Australian. Imagine
he was great.
Imagine
what happened to him?
Yeah, no offense to the people in the booth, but God, Nate was great.
Nate was the best. Fun hang. What happened to him?
Could pull up Gal versus Food's Instagram in a heartbeat.
He would have already had it.
Yeah, oh my God.
He'd have had it.
Yeah, her in the studio
video.
Right now.
We'd be
he'd
watching
have
her
booked
eat.
Her on the show.
Yeah.
We'd be fucking her right now.
She ain't some food in front of you guys.
Yeah. She's going to be eating your dick at 3 o'clock.
I made a remix video of it. It's pretty good.
We brought her in here. She's willing to suck everyone's cock, so I convinced her. It's not even an Australian accent at all.
I got a molly on the dark weeb.
Oh, was
she's
that
so hot, dude. Look at her.
Let's see her regular photos. Her regular photos. Her posts. Oh, these are her posts. So that's it. It's just this shit. Oh, wait. There we go.
Shannon down.
Okay.
That's toyed all day.
Shannon down.
She's only 22.
Yeah, but that's from
almost all right, a year all right.
She's,
ago.
She's better looking there than she was in any other photo.
Come on. She's all gorgeous. Right.
That's got to be...
Shannon, down.
That's got to be old.
Shannon. Shannon, down. Move down more. Move down more.
Her Patreon is just her shit. That's it.
Let's see. I mean, look, yes, obviously very
tight. But this is before she started doing the eating, September 2021.
I feel like that picture of her turned around was cropped conveniently.
Yep.
I mean, guys, we're all monsters compared to this angel. She's so pretty. She's so pretty compared to everybody here. This is crazy.
That picture.
Yeah, but I can eat more food than her.
I mean, obviously she's very good looking, but the problem isn't her looks. The problem is what she's doing to her body. It's unhealthy. It's a bad influence on me. It's no, I'm not liking it.
Bad influence this is like the DM Lewis is going to send her.
Yeah, I can't.
Bad influence.
I wouldn't be able to do that. Next thing you know, I'm fucking 400 pounds. Yeah,
I would literally be dead if
I have one more being in shape in me. This is it. I'm not Bobby Kelly where I'm pretending I'm fucking. I'm going back right now. I'm going to be in the best shape of my life. I'm getting there right now. I'm in the process.
Okay.
You're not destined to be an in-shape guy. That's why you keep falling out
of
shape.
You're a fat fatty.
Once I get this girl pregnant and start a new family, I will be fat.
The Harrington model.
I'm not doing it. I'm never going back. Once I'm fat again, I'm fat again.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's going to be that.
Again?
Yeah. I'm coming back right now. You can't make me feel bad about myself.
Yeah, no, I let the mirror do that.
I fucking hate you, Ian.
I love you.
Stand, Ian.
Shannon, go run and pee now before Ian blows up the bathroom for 30 minutes.
I do have to pee.
No, Shannon, gotta go.
Run and pee now.
We have 5 minutes of show left.
I gotta go.
I'll wait 2 minutes.
Everyone's got a fucking show.
I got honestly, it's bubbling and it's bad. I guarantee I can shit before the end of the show.
Have you been poop charting it? No, stop.
I gotta go.
Stop.
I gotta
go. Stop.
You gotta tell us what it is on the poop chart, though.
If the fact that he can stop means he doesn't have to shit right now.
It's a poop chart.
Yeah. How bad do you have to shit or not?
Very bad.
It's the opposite of tight.
Wait, one more thing.
Fuck you.
We're doing second plugs without Ian.
He's about to plug your toilet right now. We're playing shit or not.
Yeah. I say.
I'm going toilet.
Let's see. I reviewed 1,000 Pornhub videos a day to keep underage girls off the site. What does that mean, Shannon?
So it's a people that so this is from a former Pornhub employee, and she was talking about her job at Pornhub, and they said that she and 30 other moderators were tasked with watching 800 to 1,000 videos during an 8-hour shift, and they had to guess the ages of the people in the clips and decide whether they stay up or not.
They're just hunting for child porn.
Whoa. Yeah.
Who takes that job?
You get paid to do that? I've been working for free all these years.
Lewis, I know you hate documentary trailers, but this is from a documentary and I have a short trailer.
It's a Pornhub documentary?
Yeah, it's about the employees talking about it.
Let's see. I want to see.
You have our attention.
You had my curiosity.
It was at a sleepover, and at like 2 a.m., something special came on.
And I'm like, two women can do that?
An 8-person geriatric. I mean, anything can be porn. Every element of the internet has been influenced and led by pornography.
In 2008, Pornhub was omnipresent.
It's pretty much a household name. Like, I know what Kellogg's brand is.
People assume I'm doing mainstream porn. In reality, I'm just in my room by myself making little videos.
Most trafficked website in the world, conservatively.
This is a company that does exactly what Facebook does. It's a data harvesting operation. Some people don't like that these things are not in the shadow.
Knowingly profiting from sex trafficking is what we believe they're liable for.
The more I explored, the more aghast I became. I found too many cases of kids whose worst moments were preserved in amber.
I was pretty reliant on what management was willing to say about it. All we were told was none of it's true.
This industry is going to get cleaned up.
They neglect to see that sex work and sex trafficking are two completely different things.
Sex workers in general were deplatformed across the internet.
72% of us lost our income.
If it wasn't for porn, like, I probably wouldn't be alive.
It's not just an attack on porn, it's an attack on people being able to express themselves. And the people who get left in the dust are porn performers.
I can't even tell what the point of this is.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's to jerk off.
What is the point? Am I just going to find girls complaining about the atrocities of porn to jerk off to later on? Yes, obviously. That is the only point of that.
I can't figure out, is it about cleaning it up or is it about these bitches complaining?
I think it's about the cleaning it up, about because that these quotes in this article are from the documentary, so I think they're talking about revealing that there were underage kids in sex trafficking.
But they also were like bitching about getting banned from Twitch. And it's like, yeah, you're not allowed to do porn on Twitch. Yeah,
you're hoarse.
Yeah.
And I'm not hating on it, but it is what it
Shut
is.
Shut it, whore.
You got to play. You're going to play the role. You can't fuck on camera. You know, Legion of Skanks posted porn on the YouTube channel. We got to shut down. It's not because there's not some deeper conspiracy against the freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Our dumb producers left porn.
Pure ineptitude.
They left porn on our fucking channel, and that's against the rules.
Yeah.
And that's simple as that.
Look, this is therapy, Lou, dude, right here. That's fucking rationality, crazy. Right
psychotic,
there.
Psychotic, dude. Can't even deal with it. Incel shitting, by the way. Blowing up the bathroom.
Yeah.
Shannon, I told you to go pee.
No, but Lewis said there was only 5 minutes left, so I thought I'd wait a few minutes and then
there's
I'd
two
go.
Bathrooms. Shannon, use the other bathroom. You're
I don't
fine.
Like the other bathroom.
Why? What's the problem with the other bathroom?
Ian shit in there?
The seat doesn't fit the toilet.
That is true. All right, look, we're wrapping
it's
this
got an underbite.
Up. This has been fun. You guys are the shit. Love you guys. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Monday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, have yourselves a great weekend. Good night.
That's all, folks.